Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Who has a saved body part in their house somewhere? 1-855 Burt Show. All right, so we were talking earlier this morning about
my pee stick.
Your pee stick.
Yes.
It's true.
I shared on Instagram in my Insta stories that I still have the pee stick that showed the positive pregnancy test from when I got pregnant and found out I was pregnant with my son Jimmy. So this stick that I urinated on, it has been sitting in the bathroom drawer for almost 3 years now.
So I can understand this. Like, that is a memento.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's a, yeah, it's a big deal, right? So I was telling Kristen that, after we made fun of her, that when I had cartilage taken out of my knee, like, I mean, we're talking about 25 years ago when they weren't very good at it. When you said you had a knee problem, they're like, all right, we're just going to rip as much cartilage as we can. You're going to have to deal with bone on bone for the rest of your life. But I had the cartilage in, like, they used to give you a jar and they used to put solution in it and there was your cartilage. I guess they figured you spend thousands of dollars on it. Merry Christmas. So I kept it in my house for a long time. And then Kristen said she wanted to keep one of Bart's parts in the house.
My husband cut off half his finger in a tragic table saw incident approximately 10 years ago. And me being the type of supportive partner that I am, in his sedated state, I asked the doctor, where's the finger? I want to keep the finger. Because, you know, it's his.
Right.
It's
like,
right? And they would not allow us to take the finger. It was a biohazard. And so we weren't given permission to take it. We were denied his finger.
So are we normal or not? Do you have a body part that is not attached to your body somewhere in your house?
I know. I do have my dog's bladder stones.
Huh?
But it's
your spice cabinet must just be popping.
So Leroy, over 15 years ago or something like that, almost, he had urinary issues and that we had to do surgery. And there was like this giant bladder stone. All the little stones had joined together to form one giant stone. And it looks like a blackberry.
Infinity stone.
It is. It's fascinating. And I have it in a little medicine container in the same bathroom door where my pee stick is.
God. Is it in like a prescription bottle?
Yeah.
So you could be going in there to get like a different prescription. You're going to end up eating those things?
No, you can't eat that. It's hard. It's like a rock and it looks like...
So is an Advil.
But no, it's big. It's like a blackberry. It's a huge blackberry.
Okay. All right, we're not the only ones.
Thank God it's not in your produce drawer.
All right, David, good morning. You have a body part still in your house somewhere. You're just not letting that thing go. David.
David.
Okay,
sorry.
What's up, man?
So my mother saved the skin from my circumcision.
What? Whoa. No, she did not.
Skin
Stop,
from
dude.
The circumcision.
Stop.
And where does one put that?
She put it in a photo album. at the beginning of my graduation booklet.
No, I was going to say scrapbook, but I was joking.
Come on.
Seriously?
Wait.
Wish that was a joke. It's not. She saved it, and she put it in there, and then on my graduation day, she showed everybody.
Oh, no. What?
Your mother?
She should be arrested.
Why? Why?
Is a fascinating human being.
That she is.
Yes, she is.
You win.
Yeah. I mean, you're the first caller, and I don't know how we're going to beat this.
You came strong.
You can't beat foreskin.
Now, does it actually say, like, in the scrapbook what it is, or is it just a white page with your foreskin?
It is my baby picture, date of birth, all the actual things, and then foreskin.
Yeah, so yeah. Wow. 8 pounds, 2 ounces, 27 inches long, foreskin.
Yep. Damn. All right, David. Thank you, man.
That was a hell of a start.
Yep.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't. That's tough.
Good morning, Teresa. You're part of the Bert Show. There are body parts in your house that are not attached to a body.
Yeah, I can't beat foreskin. But I have all of my children's baby teeth and my wisdom teeth from when I was 16. I recently had to get rid of them because I'm now remarried. And my new husband found the box of teeth and thought I was a voodoo queen.
Now, I kind of understand the kids' teeth, right? But why are you saving your own wisdom teeth?
I don't know. They were cool looking. I thought maybe one day earrings. I'm not sure. I couldn't get rid of them.
Earrings.
I see why you thought you were the voodoo queen.
No. There's a reason why people keep the teeth. And I don't know if you saw this, but it went viral on the internet a while ago. My friend Leslie from Alabama is the one who found it, and this is very Alabama-esque.
This can't be about teeth, then, if it's also an Alabama story.
No, it's about the loss of teeth. You're so mean.
That's low-hanging fruit. I'm better than that. I'm sorry.
You are better than that. No, so this grandpa carved different animals and took his grandchildren's teeth and made the animal, like, gave the animals teeth that were his grandchildren's teeth that had fallen out. So there's, like, a beaver that he carved out of wood, and he used his granddaughter's teeth as the teeth of the beaver. I swear. No,
stop.
I swear. And so the kids are opening this at, like, you know, they're older now, and they're opening this at Christmas, and they are dying laughing because, like, yeah, there's, like, these hand-carved animals, but it's real human teeth that they have that used to be the kids.
So you got something going on in your relationship. It's not quite sitting well with you, and you're not really sure if it's shady or not. He's got two Instagram accounts, right? One that he's hiding from her, and she's wondering if this is shady or not. The email says, "Hi all. I have something that's been bothering me about my boyfriend. We've been dating for 4 months. Up until now, things have been pretty normal. One night, we were both looking at our phones. We found something funny on Instagram, and we watched it a few times. I asked what he was laughing at, and he said he sent it to me. I checked my messages, and I saw the video. But the account it was sent from wasn't his usual Instagram account. It was another account entirely.
Uh-oh.
This second account didn't use his full name and had a picture of a dog as the profile picture, which is odd since he doesn't have a dog. Okay. I asked him about it, and he seemed kind of surprised, almost like he didn't mean to send it from that account. After a pause, he said he uses two accounts, one for coworkers and professional contacts, and the other he gives to his personal friends and family. While that logic may not seem that strange, his second account isn't professional at all. What he posts has nothing to do with his professional work. The content is very similar to what he posts on his quote-unquote personal feed. So why the need for two, she asks. It's making me feel uncomfortable. I'm not sure why. Is this something I should be worried about?
Mo, why would any man need two separate Instagram accounts?
Two reasons come to mind. You usually would have a burner because you are trying to comment to people about things that you don't want them to know that you're personally saying, or because you use the other account to talk to women and you don't want the woman you know to know about it. That's the two reasons that come to mind for me.
I mean, if something's got, I mean, the only reason we can come up with specific reasons, but they all fall under the category of shady, right?
Shady. Yeah, I was going to go in the same direction as Mo, but the one thing I can't put my finger on is when you have a burner account, typically you don't use it to post like the same photos.
Yeah.
Like for me, spoiler alert, I have a burner account because sometimes I like to creep on people's Instagram stories. And it's a little obvious when you got that blue check mark when when you're looking at somebody's Instagram story and you don't follow them. They're like, why is Abby on my, why is she here? But I don't want to, what I can't put my finger on is why he would want to post similar things.
Yeah.
But have a second account for it. That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Yeah. Typically people who have a Finsta or a burner, they're not like, they literally, they're not following anybody. They're not posting anything. They're using it to lurk. Like you just use it to lurk on other people's pages. So this is suspect. This is very, very sus.
For sure.
Go ahead and play it, Tommy. It's shady. It's shady AF, man. Give it to me.
Yeah, there's no other way around it.
I don't see.
But
what
do you do? So he did it.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And he's outed himself. Is he going to turn this around on her if she makes it a thing? Like, how do you have that conversation?
Oh, of course, if he's going to get defensive, he's going to turn it around on her. But I still think it needs to be talked about, because why do you need two Instagram accounts for what seem like pretty similar purposes other than like one's personal, one's professional?
Does everybody in here have a fake Insta?
I do.
You do?
I
do. You do? Yeah. You do? Cassie has. I do not. There must be so much freedom in that.
Oh, it is.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Freedom in what way?
It just gets weird when you're like, if you really want a convincing fake Insta account, like there's one where you can use for lurking. And then if you really want a fake one, like you have to cultivate it with fake posts and you have to follow people, but it can't be all celebrities because that's a giveaway, but it can't be anyone you know from your personal life because that's a giveaway. So you really have, there's an art to setting up a fake Instagram account to make it look like it's not you.
It sounds exhausting, but once you're through that process, it must be so freeing.
Yeah, I don't use it often. I'm not checking it like every single, I don't lurk every single day. That would be exhausting. You just lurk when you...
Every once in a while.
When you gotta lurk. Uh-huh.
When your curiosity is piqued, you get on Jane XXXY.
my curiosity is piqued. So was there one reason why you guys got fake Instas, or was it just in general?
Yes, there was a reason.
There was a reason for you.
Many moons ago.
You were looking for one specific person to spy on?
I'm not going to tell you.
you're three-fourths already through the door.
Yeah, there was, this was a hot minute ago, but it wasn't just one person. It was a couple people.
Okay. You, one person, or a
it
bunch
was one
of
person for
one,
me too.
One person.
Yeah, for me, I had a fat crush on this guy in college, and I was like, he can't know how many times I'm looking at his Instagram story. So then, thus, Jane XXXXY was born.
Okay.
Yeah, a specific person. Because then if you slip up and like something or they see who's watching the stories, it's not a giveaway.
Gotcha.
So it's like, for me, it was an ex I wanted to look at.
Fascinating world.
It just, for me, it feels like you get to go to a party where you know people are going to talk about you and you can listen as someone else.
Yeah.
You know,
one of the most fun Halloweens I ever had is when I had a mask on and I was Burt Schobert there, but nobody knew it was me.
It's that
it felt
feeling.
So freeing walking through the party. Nobody knew it was me, right?
That's the feeling.
The Burt Show.
So the days of taking a lady out and paying for the date and then going your separate ways are apparently now over. That is no longer enough. This lady is introducing a new element to dating, and it's called post-date and pre-date expenses.
Okay, so I just got into my car after going on a date, right? And let me just tell you something. I don't know what the deal is with, like, men now, but I had told him prior that I will be having pre and post date expenses, and is that okay, and are you going to cover them? And I don't know if he wasn't listening or like what the deal was or whatever, but he, when I handed him the white envelope, he looked shocked, and then he opened it and it's receipts. Hello, pre post date expenses. Hello, like what kind of females do you be dating, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I handed it to him and he literally looked shocked at me and said, I can't cover this. It was $478 for pre and post date expenses. You asked me on a date, and mind you, we really didn't even have that good a conversation because he was on his phone the whole time, and I have a very strict no phone policy on dates. Hello, you're here to pay attention to me. Look at all the effort that I had to put into to going on this date, and now you have a problem with pre and post date expenses? Are you kidding?
I'm guessing that's a joke.
I didn't see satire there, but it could be. You never know nowadays.
Just based on her name, which is the real scam. Doll on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's a joke, right? That can't be real.
I have never heard of anybody doing this. Now, listen, I respect the hustle, but I think this guy dodged a bullet. $478? That's insane. And look, I typically take the sides of women when it comes to dating because it does take a lot of effort to go out on one date. Like, dudes, I know you guys are put on the line for paying for the date, but like when it comes to getting ready for a date, I gotta work out and I gotta shower and then I gotta blow dry my hair and that's an hour and then I gotta do my makeup and I messed up my contour, so now it's 45 minutes and then I get in the Uber. Like, it's a whole thing just to get to the date. So I'm not saying there's not some struggle getting there, but I don't expect you to pay for it.
I did want to know what the breakdown was, because like obviously I'm definitely not doing this, but I was curious. I wish she would have kind of listed it out. What are the pre-date and the post-date expenses to where you get into close to $500?
Yeah, I don't care. Here's what I know. Based on what Abby has been telling us about a miserable dating world out there and a video like this, here's my advice. If you're in a relationship right now, and it is really, really crappy, it hurts every day to be in it, stay in it. It's worse out there.
It hurts more to be single is what you're saying?
I don't care if you're miserable. It is worse out there. Just stay in it and
don't
be depressed.
Don't you dare come outside. There's nothing better out
stay
here.
Stay indoors.
All right, so if your kids want to be streamers and you're rolling your eyes going, really, really, this is what you want to do with your life? I spent all this money on college and you want to be a streamer? Hold on. Wait till you hear how much some of these streamers are making.
Yeah, streaming is more popular than ever. And I don't think I really got a grasp of how much kids especially want to be streamers when I remember at the last job that I had, I did this volunteering event where we were hanging out with a bunch of kids. And one of the questions that we were asking them was like, what are your career goals? And like, I kid you not, 80 to 90% of them said some sort of YouTuber or streamer.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember years ago, watching my son watch streamers play video games, and he wasn't watching. I mean, he wasn't playing. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're not even playing the game. And he's like, do you play for the Chargers every Sunday, but you watch those games?
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm going to leave now.
That's a very bad point. So is streaming strictly just for those in the gaming world? Like, you have to play a video game to stream?
Not at all. I mean, I think the most popular category on Twitch right now is a category called just chatting. And so that's where people, like, they will stream for 8 hours. They'll play some games throughout. They'll just talk to their chat throughout. It just varies on what they do from the day to day.
That's what I never understood. So for like streamers who are streaming for 8 to 12 hours straight, what the hell are you doing for all that time? I don't understand it. I've heard people even sleep sometime and they'll watch
There are sleep streams. That's a thing that exists.
That's creepy.
They'll
just
add
sleep
it
together?
No, so it'll just be a person sleeping, and then they'll have like alerts where if someone donates $5, it'll play like a really loud noise and wake them up, or like a bright light will flash on them. So there's all these sort of creative ways that these streamers have gotten together to make more money.
This is outside of that for just one second, but my son, who has a long distance relationship with a girl out in California, they stay on the phone with each other all night while they're sleeping.
I used to do that when I was in high school.
For what?
All night long?
Wait, yeah.
Like you fall asleep on
I'm
the
like,
phone?
Well, first of all, I'm not paying for the bill.
Well,
all
right,
so you do whatever you want. But yeah, they just fall asleep, and then one will wake the other up when he goes to school or she goes to school. They'll say good morning to each other, and but they're sleeping with each other on different sides of the country, not saying anything.
I think that's kind of sweet.
I do too. You're like, you're sleeping together. My high school sweetheart, Jimmy Durham, I was so stupid because we had two landlines. You had the house landline, and then I had a landline in my room.
Oh, so your minutes weren't even unlimited.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he was paying for that, right?
I have no idea.
But stupidly, I wanted the phone that when you picked up the handle, it lit up. So I had to shove it underneath like multiple blankets to hide the light. But I would just sit there underneath the covers with my, and Jimmy and I would follow asleep together.
Aww. So that's why you want to encourage your kids to be streamers.
And a lot of these other like marathon streams is what they call them, where they'll stream for 24 hours, 48 hours at a time. A lot of times they'll be playing like one specific game and they won't stop until they beat it. And so there's people that'll be live for like a week straight or a month straight for some people.
I think it's great, man. I think it's great. And it's a way to make money.
Absolutely.
And it fits into your personality. Fantastic.
So there's a lot of different ways that you can make money as a streamer. The really big streamers have these massive contract deals with the streaming platforms where they have to exclusively only post on those sites. But then there's also individual donations that you get. You can have advertising partners throughout your stream itself. And then like donations that come through from your viewers that are watching you.
Can we call it a donation? It seems more like a fee.
No, so there's a what they call a subscription that people can pay, and that gives you access to like different like more exclusive emotes that you can type into the chat. I know this is all like a completely foreign thing, but if you want to donate yourself, you can just send them money with a little message, and people do that because then their message gets shown on stream for everyone to see.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think it's a great industry, man.
Right. So I've put a list together of some of like the top amounts of money that they make on certain parts of how they actually earn a revenue. So
let's do it this way. Okay. You describe what the stream is. And are these what they're making annually or what they have made total?
So we'll do three different ones. The first one is just what is the largest single donation that a streamer has gotten?
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Single donation.
$10,000.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. It was for a charity stream. So maybe think, yeah.
Okay. I'll go $100,000. No, I'm going to go higher than that. $250,000.
I was thinking way higher than that. I'm going $5
million. $5 million.
$5 million.
I'll go $500,000.
I'm going $20,000.
$1 million.
What?
Dang.
I figured it was a million.
That was a streamer, Dr. Lupo. I remember I was actually live during this when this happened and watching this. And he was doing a stream for St. Jude, and Twitch themselves actually submitted a $1 million donation, matching his original goal of $1 million.
Wow.
And then the second place one was actually a streamer by the name of Ninja, and he got a $100,000 anonymous single donation. And that was also for a charity stream. So this next category now is, back in 2020, in October, there was a massive leak from Twitch, and it was kind of a mystery of how much these people were making on an annual basis. You can make estimates, but it was really hard to say. But this leak actually exposed what these top streamers were making, like to the cent amount, from August 2019 through October of 2020. So what do you guys think was the combined revenue of the top three streamers for that time period? And this is only from subscriptions and ad revenue. This does not include their contracts.
And this is combining the top three?
Yes.
I'll go top three. I'll go $20 million.
That's what, $25 million.
I'm going to go $50 million.
$30 million.
I'm going $150.
$150 million?
Yeah.
So again, this is not including their actual contract amounts. It was $24 million. The number one person, Critical Role, had $9.6 million. Then XQC, $8.4 million, and then Summit 1G with $5.8 million.
Hayden is obsessed with Critical Role. Obsessed with it.
He's massively popular.
And what does he do?
I know that he does a lot of like D&D streams, and people eat that up. And so those were actual numbers that leaked. And so now we have the last one, which is actual contract amounts. Okay. So there's been a little bit of competition in the space, for actual platforms. This new one, Kick, recently came out a couple years ago that's been blowing up, and they've gotten a lot of publicity because of these massive contracts that they've been signing. So what do you think the biggest contract is that someone signed at the end of last year?
100 million.
100 million.
And it's a 2-year contract.
50 million a year, you think?
That's my guess.
I'm going to say 30 million.
I'm going to say 24 million.
I'll go 35 mil.
100 million, $1.
So XQC, who's the one who was ranked second in that Twitch league, mm-hmm. he signed on to Kick for $100 million for a 2-year contract.
Damn,
he's guaranteed $35 million per year, and then there's certain quotas that he has to meet, and if he fulfills all of his obligations, then he'll make $100 million or more.
And what does this dude do?
This guy plays just a little bit of everything. He's just a character, though, so people just tune in and love him.
Huh. Unbelievable.
Personalities, man. Now also, yeah, it is. We're stunned.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, man. So when your kids are saying, like, I want to be a streamer, maybe you should push them in that direction.
Give them a chance.
Facts. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Go.
All right, Kaylee here wants to give some advice to women. Like, if you want your men to be more honest, then there's a strategy behind it. He thinks. And we should also say the disclaimer, Kaylee's comments do not necessarily reflect those of the Burt Show.
Yeah, maybe so. It's probably a good one.
That disclaimer is literally on the front of every true crime podcast I've ever listened to.
Well, anytime he comes on, we should actually have that produced.
That would actually be cool. I would welcome that.
But it can't be your voice.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so I've had this, I've noticed this. It's an observation, and, there are some bad dudes out there who lie, steal, cheat, whatever. But I'm talking about the average, you know, decent guy.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is that when you are forthcoming and you do tell the truth, if you're in a relationship or you're dealing with somebody that consistently gives you backlash for whatever it is, and for something stupid.
Are we describing backlash as conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a way.
Dialogue?
Yeah.
Just dialogue.
When she talks and I talk, I don't need that kind of backlash. Yeah.
No, but you know.
You want us just to take the truth and shut up?
Yeah, that'd be damn nice.
when she responds to what I'm saying, that's backlash.
Yes. No, but I think, at least for dudes, and maybe you ladies have experienced this with a person you've dated. Maybe it's a dude. I'm not saying the roles can't be reversed, but it's like when you tell somebody something mm-hmm. and then you know in the back of your mind that this could be an issue. It could be as simple as, hey, I'm going to go meet the boys for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
But if you know that potentially is going to cause a crappy vibe when you get home, you might avoid it by just going, you know what? I'm just going to tell a white lie because I don't want to have to deal with it. And if I can slide that little white lie by her, well, then I don't have to deal with it and she's none the wiser.
Okay. Are you talking from personal experience here?
Well, this isn't currently about my current situation, but I have dated people in the past where, you know, I've found myself like, why am I lying about this? But, oh, I know why, because I don't want to deal with her.
Well, you said, I think you raised a really good point there also, is that these are women in your past that didn't fit who you were anyway. So they were forcing you into lying. So what you were looking for was a woman to go, yeah, of course, go out and hang out with your friends. But you didn't pair with somebody like that. So you had to have all these little white lies to squash the tension until you found Aaron, who's like, yeah, I don't even want you in the house.
But I still, even with my current relationship, at some points, like I'm not saying I lie, but I might even question going, wow, okay, I know I'm going to get some backlash when I say this.
If I bring this up, I know there's going to be heat, right?
Yeah, I'm going to come home to the cold shoulder. But this isn't really about me and my current, but I had lunch with a friend who is in a relationship where he's constantly doing that because he doesn't want to deal with the backlash or the bad vibe when he walks in the door. Bert, you've been in relationships throughout your life. Have you ever found yourself going, you know what? I'm probably just not going to just lay it all out here because I just don't want to deal with it.
Not once, Kaylee.
You can't do that when I took a sip of coffee. No,
don't even know what you're talking about, bro.
I got your back, bro. I got you. I think I understand what you're trying to say. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've been in situations where I was in a healthy relationship, but I knew if I was being honest with myself, if I would have said, like, I'm going out with my friends. And literally, that's all I'm doing. It's an innocent night out with my friends. If I come back home, it might be a bit of the vibe is going to be off.
Right.
She's not going to be the
cold shoulder. You're
going
to try to get in bed, cuddle, and she'd be like, don't touch me.
So if I make up a lie, like, I got to do this for work. I see what you're saying.
Isn't the classic example like the dudes end up like at a strip club one night? It wasn't intended. You go to a sports club and then some dude goes, you know, it'd be really fun. Let's go to a strip club. So you all go there. Nothing happens except you're tipping, drinking. Yeah, you're looking at naked women. When you walk in the house that it's going to be crap. So you're just like, she's like, what'd you guys do? And you're like, I went to a sports bar. We just got drunk.
No.
Absolutely.
But you omit the strip club.
I actually, believe it or not, I got your back on this one.
Oh, thank you.
I think there are, and it's not even for like that extreme of a situation. No, you're literally doing what you're saying you're doing,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
But there are some people who like to make things difficult for difficult's sake. And they like to pick fights. They like to make things complicated. And that's just, it's like in their DNA. So rather than come forward with and be forthright with what you're doing, it's easier just to present a little white lie than to have to deal with the nonsense. Because it's literally nonsensical why they are making a big deal about something that really honestly shouldn't be a big deal. However, I do want to say the moment you start doing those white lies is the moment you need to start evaluating that relationship, because that's not a relationship you should be in.
Amen.
Absolutely. And then let me just point out that if you get caught in one of those white lies, then it's going to be, oh, if you're going to lie about this, then what else would you lie about? You'll lie about the bigger things.
Or what have you been lying about?
Right. But at the same time, I guess for my friend, sometimes it's worth rolling that dice.
It's worth that gamble.
The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.